This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast, and Happy New Year, the first episode of 2022. Looking forward to kicking off a huge year with everyone, and hopefully for the Pels, dragging themselves back towards playoff contention. We'll see what happens, but and probably just, actually at the minute, just full health. I think that's what we're looking at. Before we get into it, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. LYLESWITHENBANK, as in bank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show on Twitter. Go and give us a follow if you'd be so kind, and rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get the these episodes from, whether that be Spotify or all other mainstream streaming platforms, as well as Dash Radio. So if you've been listening on there as well, we air, I think, on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on Central Time on Dash Radio. So go and check us out. Nothing But Net channel. So plenty of places that you can get your Pels fix. So today we're going to have a chat about the Milwaukee game. Bit of a post game. A day late because I was off to a wedding immediately after the game out in regional WA. Shout out to the Tanners for their wonderful hospitality out in Wongan Hills. You can go and have a look at what Wongan Hills is if you want, and have a look at some beautiful parts of regional WA. But I digress. We are here to discuss Milwaukee defeating the Pelicans 136-113. The Pels undermanned, going in without Brandon Ingram, without Jonas Valanciunas, who now tested positive for COVID and went into the health and safety protocols. A disappointing result for the team, particularly for him after he'd just come back from being crook, had a great game, and then got crook again. So, disappointing result indeed. Nickeil Alexander-Walker returned, as well as Jose Alvarado, and also Najee Marshall, all out of the COVID protocols for this game. So, we got a few soldiers back and then lost a few more. Well, lost another one. And then Brandon Ingram still out, struggling with that sore Achilles, which we're hoping he might be able to suit up against the Utah game. He's listed as questionable again. However, that's how he has been listed since he went down with that injury a few games ago. So fingers crossed he heals up soon. This was the sort of game that when you're undermanned and you're coming up against a fairly healthy team in Milwaukee Bucks, they were only missing a key piece in Chris Middleton. That was probably the main missing piece. He was out for personal reasons. You still give yourself a chance. You know, you come into these games and you say, well, if we can go and steal one, this is a defending champs. We're not meant to win it. We largely, underdogs in this, especially in the betting agencies and the like. They did not give us a chance whatsoever. But we've seen ourselves, the team, scrap all the way to a victory before. Now, the final score did not reflect, the tenacity of this team, the fight of the Pelicans, the way they held on. There were some moments in this game where guys like Giannis and his supporting cast just took over. It really was. Drew Holiday was huge as well. Giannis with a 35, 16, and 10 triple-double is just unstoppable. And as we hear over the broadcast time and time again, and as we know watching basketball, is that this is a stars-driven league. And if your stars aren't there, your team's just not as good. And when you're taking on the best player in the world, I think dual MVP, finals MVP, NBA champion, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, the guy's the Greek freak for a reason. He's ginormous. He can do everything, and he was difficult to stop. And, you know, at times we contained him, but overall he was just, he was too good. And the Milwaukee Bucks ended up crushing the Pelicans by a solid margin in the end. That's not to say that it was all bad. I mean, we watched it. It was quite a drawn-out game. It felt like it went for a while. And perhaps that was the free throw shooting stats. Having a look at that, we took 30 free throws on the night, which, you know, when you shoot that many free throws, you should be in it. The issue was is that we only shot 63%, 19 of 30, which, frankly, is just unacceptable. I think that was really the difference in this game. Our turnovers, 15 to 13. Points off turnovers was even. There was no noticeable stat that we got hammered on. You know, in fact, we won the rebounds. Offensive rebounds, 14 to 4. So we had those extra possessions. But we couldn't capitalize. We also had one of our better shooting nights from three. We made 16. But we took 51 threes, which is just unbelievable for a team that is ranked right down the bottom in three-point percentage and attempts. It got into a bit of a shooting match. And they answered with 47% of their threes, 23 of 48, which is huge. 53% overall on the night in total field goals to our 41%. And when your shooting percentages are down, you know, it makes it so much harder to win because you're betting against yourself. You're left, what, 11 points on the at the free throw line, and all of a sudden that cuts the deficit down to only, what, 20, well, it cuts it down to 14 or 15. You know, all of a sudden you're sitting there going, well, so that knocks that off. Your offensive rebounds, you have these extra possessions, you capitalize on them and get that percentage up or keep them to shooting less than 53%, and you're in this game. And I think it really was a situation where there were just lapses in time where the offense just wasn't clicking. Guys played as well as they could against a team that is just very good. And they're the sort of team that we should idolize a little bit because they're a built team. You know, they got Giannis, who averaged 5 points in his rookie year, was never meant to be, was never highly touted, I guess. He was an international player and a young fella who really just worked hard to become good and then to become great. Chris Middleton, second round draft pick. Drew Holiday, perennial underrated player. You know, I think we've seen it. We've seen this fella just not get his flowers. And it's not until he goes to a huge team like this that, you know, they start recognizing him, and now he's in this all-star conversation again, when really he should have been an all-star for the last few years. Now, the difficulty here is that when you're undermanned, other guys have to step into another role. So that's what we saw. So, you know, we had a whole heap of guys score 14 points. Josh Hart, Herb Jones, Devontae Graham, Temple, and Billy were in the starting lineup. And Temple scored 14, Graham 14, Herb Jones 14, and Billy with 11 and 8. Jackson Hayes, he's probably his best game of the year with 23 points, his career high, 7 rebounds in 27 minutes off the bench. Nikhil came back, scored 13, and we saw both sides of Nikhil. We saw the Hurricane sort of kid where he likes to do flashy step backs and fadeaways and momentum busters that he's just notorious for. And then he responds with some of the best plays, and I tweeted him out, in a row, which really cut into the deficit, brought about a 15 late, and all of a sudden it was like, hang on, are we going to make another run late in the fourth quarter? And unfortunately, we never did. It was a difficult situation, but Nikhil has the potential to just be a fantastic, consistent player, but that consistency is such an issue. You just never know what you're going to get from him. And And hopefully he can play controlled, because controlled Nikhil is just fantastic to watch. He sets players up. He makes passes no one else on the team can make. He shoots threes. He can shoot mid-range. He can get to the basket. And that's what you want from him. You want him to be a creator and a scorer off the bench, but makes it very difficult when sometimes he takes ill-advised shots. But I digress. The guys battled. They really did. And when you're undermanned, you've got to come in and everyone contribute. We got points across the board, you know, everyone except the guys right in the end in the final 2 minutes and 48 scored, which was lovely to see. But it really was a disappointing result, but not unexpected, and not one that you get down on the teams. Oh my gosh, we need to sell everyone and we're tanking now. Well, we're entering probably the hardest stretch, besides all the back-to-backs, of the entire season. We're playing something like the top four teams over the next few days in the West. So we've got Utah coming up tomorrow that we'll have a chat about after. Then we've got the Suns on the second night of a back-to-back. We then go and take on the Golden State Warriors. I think that's on Thursday. So it's a big week ahead. And what we can't do as fans and supporters of the team is, we can't be disappointed that we're taking on good sides and not beating them. We then take on Toronto Raptors. You know, and also a team that can really make some noise. And hopefully we've got a fuller side by then. But you never know. And so this week is going to be tough. I think if we can steal one or two games out of this week, well, I'll be more than impressed. You know, I think this Utah game is gettable, depending on the personnel that we have available. I know Satoransky's already been ruled out because now he's got COVID. Which is disappointing because he was just coming good, which seems to be the theme of this year. Every time a player gets healthy or has a good game, they get crook or they get injured, and we lose all that momentum again. Look at Kyra, look at Nikhil. All those, yeah, they're probably the two main ones that were doing just that. And then they had the steam taken out from Jonas, same thing. He was dominating and then had to sit down for a few games and it's just going to take a little bit to get back into it. Brandon Ingram, you know, it's one thing after another with this team. So we can't be disheartened if we don't win. Guys played out of their skin to win the last two. The big comeback against the Cavs was just something else. And a really impressive victory. And holding on as long as we did against the Bucks was, you know, it was admirable. You know, I know I hate honorable losses, and I say that a lot. Honorable losses mean nothing. It's still a loss. But when you're going up against the best team in the world, well, you did pretty damn good to get yourself in a position to contest with them for. I mean, the first half was fantastic. We fought with them the whole game. And it really was. I think it got blown open in the end of the third quarter. And then from there, it was just tough to drag it back. We did everything we could. But in front of 17,000 people in Bucks colours, it was difficult on a snowy, well, very cold-looking day at least. I don't know whether or not it was snowing, but we'll unpack the box score after these messages.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So So before we get back into it, we'd like to thank our sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. Get yourself a deposit match bonus when you use the code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up. Also, manscaped.com, HOOPBALL20, 20 on the end of that, gives you 20% off and free shipping. New year, go and get yourself a new shaver and plenty of other items over there. And if you can, go on Twitter and follow the account EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all of your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Follow now. And we have a new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Ethos Sports Ethos DFS team on all podcasts for advice on winners. And again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. And it is the season of giving, but stop giving your personal information to your ISP. On top of overcharging, your ISP is allowed to legally sell your browsing history to third-party advertisers for a ton of cash. Take your privacy back with ExpressVPN. Head to our special promotional link at expressvpn.com/hoopball/hoopball to get 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription. It's easy. Turning it on just takes one click, and it works great with streaming services like Netflix or sports packages like League Pass 2. Once more, that's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Grab those 3 bonus months now. Okay, so we'll head over to the box score. And thank you for your patience as we go through the sponsorship. That's how we keep this show live and free. So, heading over to the box score, big game from Josh Hart. Almost had his first career triple-double. 14 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 of 13. It was a bit streaky from the 3-point line, 1 of 6. And his free throw shooting was atrocious, 3 of 9. He was forcing him. The refs, to call those that whistle and give him his fouls, but then he didn't capitalize, which was disappointing. And you could see he was frustrated in himself as well. But otherwise, he left the game with 2 minutes left and did not record that final assist, although he tried a few lobs to Jackson and a few forced passes there that resulted in a couple of turnovers. But, you know, disappointing result that he didn't get that. Would have been a little, a nice little consolation prize, with him getting a triple-double, but you get that. That's okay. Herb Jones, solid, had a big job guarding Giannis. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 6 of 13, 2 of 6 from 3. And he just gets so confident from the 3-point line now. He just lets it rip, while also not settling, which I love to see from that rookie. He should definitely be in the Rookie of the Year conversation. He probably won't get it because he doesn't have the notoriety of maybe like an Evan Mobley or a Cade Cunningham, Josh Giddey, who just became the youngest player ever to record a triple-double, good Australian. But yeah, he should definitely be considered because he's been absolutely fantastic. Devontae Graham, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 4 of 13, 4 of 11 from 3. Hit his free throws, which was lovely. Garrett Temple was, again, solid. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal. 5 of 12, 4 of 9 from 3. And he's been playing his role. You know, no turnovers. They gave him minus 19, but the whole starting lineup was minus 13 and below. It was all pretty average. No one actually played well. Billy, in 19 and a half minutes, had 11-8. Rebounds, 1 assist, 4 of 9 shooting, and he was solid. You know, at times they go small, so we had to go small as well with a bit of Jackson Hayes action and a bit of Gary Clark action, who, speaking of Gary Clark, came on and guarded Giannis at times, and I thought was good. I thought he was the sort of guy that we needed. He hit a 3 and really looked confident and battled with a guy that is just an absolute man mountain, and I thought he was definitely held his own, was respectable, and all credit to Gary for taking on the task and running with it. You know, you get told what you got to do, and you crack on. Jackson Hayes, 27 minutes, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 9 of 12 shooting, hit 5 free throws, only 1 turnover. He was probably our best player, as I said, really had a crack, and he's still learning defensively. I know we have absolutely hounded this kid on here, as all Pels fans have, and people's like, oh, we should trade him and things like that. And I don't know, maybe the jury's still out on him. I think there's pros and cons of doing trading him or holding on to see whether or not we can uncover the diamond that may be in there, who knows. But you get games like this and you go, well, he must be listening. You know, this kid sat on the bench for 3 weeks, didn't get a look at the court at all, went down to the G League, dominated, came back, and really had a crack against the best team in the league. So, you know, all credit to him. And if you're going to work hard, and then it pays off, you know. So good on you, Jackson, and great game. Nikhil, as I said, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 of 16 shooting, streaky again, had 3 turnovers. Sometimes he's just fantastic, sometimes he's just average. It's a consistency that, that frustrates me with Nikhil. I think he's a great player, and I think he has the all of the skill set to be a fantastic player. It's just seeing it all the time. Satoransky, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. He was solid. I've hammered Satoransky on here as well, but he was solid. And it's disappointing that he's now heading off to COVID right when he started getting aggressive and playing a lot better than he had been. So overall, not bad. We didn't see much of Trey, just some garbage time. Well, garbage time, you know, final couple of minutes time, surrender time. And he had a bit of a run there, but had 2 points, but didn't really do much else. And they were just off a couple of free throws. I don't know what happens tomorrow against the Jazz. I think it's going to be a tough ask, depending on who we have. If Jonas is back, I think we have a better chance, but it is going to be winning by committee again. This is a great team for a reason. Yeah, we've beaten them before, but you know, you just cannot underestimate how good this side is. Donovan Mitchell is an absolute star. Rudy Gobert is blocking everything, you know, defensive player of the reason, year for a reason. And we need to come in and play our best, and we need to play together. And that's something that the Pels team's just been so good. They just don't give up. Even against this team, you know, they were getting blown out, and they just kept fighting. And I don't think we've had an attitude before from a team that just never quit. And it makes me really proud to follow this team because they have a real good fight in them. And I think that starts with Willie Green. You know, he has absolutely convinced me that he's the coach to take us forward and to continue to grow this team. And I just can't wait to see what this team looks like when it is fully healthy, which is hopefully sooner rather than later, because we're still in touch with the play-in. You drop a game, all right, so we're 13-23, drawed with OKC, 1 game behind Portland, 2 games behind San Antonio, and, you know, only 3 games behind Sacramento to get into the 10th spot. You only got to get to 10th. And then if we're fully healthy, well, look out, because the play-in is wild card. You know, you don't know who's going to get in. So let's hope that we can continue to fight. You're still only 5 games behind the 6th spot, being the Clippers. So you might even have to, but it is just about health and a bit of consistency, and hopefully we can get there. So I'm going to leave it at that. We are going to have a chat to everyone again after the Utah game tomorrow. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Take care of yourself. Happy New Year, and bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.